You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, indeed. A winning day for Mr. Action Junkie on Tuesday. If you're listening and thinking this is a Mr. Action Junkie's voice, you would be correct. My name is Kyle Comas. Mr. Action Junkie does have the night off today. It's great to be back here with you all to talk a little MLB. If you're looking for some of my plays when I'm not hosting the show, you can find that on my Twitter /X timeline, whatever you want to call it, at Coda Capper Kyle. You'll have all my plays, all my sports takes, anything that sports related. I'm tweeting as much as I can as well, producing as much content as I can. So be sure to follow me at Coda Capper Kyle on Twitter /X. Me and Mr. Action Junkie are having a season-long contest called No Runs or More Runs, where he and I will give our favorite Nerfy, No Run First Inning, or Yerfy, Yes Run First Inning plays every single day. Those lines usually come out in the morning, so that will go in the newsletter. So be sure to subscribe for that in the show notes. You know, Action and I have a really good contest going on right now, and so far we're both pretty successful, both plus units in the contest so far, so be sure to give us a follow and check out that contest. I'll also be giving my best bets for every single day of the MLB slate, and those will be on the newsletter as well, and they'll also be on my Twitter /X timeline. But enough about me. Let's get into recapping Mr. Action Junkie's card for Tuesday, April 16th. I do want to make one note to you all that I'm recording this game currently during the Kings and the Warriors. He had the Kings plus 2.5 against the Warriors. That game's still going on, so we'll update the show notes. But irregardless, he's going to have a winning day. So let's break down the winning card. He had the Pelicans plus 1 against the Lakers at a minus 112. This for a while, they looked like a for sure loser because the Lakers had a big, big lead. However, the Pelicans did end up clawing their way back into the game, and they actually tied it at one point. However, unfortunately, the Lakers do go on to win 110-106, and the plus 1 does not cover. He had the Rangers, Tigers, with a Nerfy at a minus 120. It was 3-up and 3-down for both teams in the first, and that Nerfy cashed without a problem. So nice hit there. He also had the Pirates and Mets Nerfy at a minus 120. You know, the leadoff batter actually got walked in this game. However, the next six batters retired, and that Nerfy cashed. So another good hit there. He had the Padres and the Brewers with a Nerfy at a minus 115. I was on this play as well, and unfortunately, I think I was the kiss of death for Mr. Action Junkie, because that was a bad inning for Nerfy bettors. 5 runs were scored in that inning alone, and the Nerfy was so far away from cashing, it was actually almost laughable how badly that one did not hit. So that was a loss there. He had the Reds and the Mariners on a Nerfy at a minus 145. Much like the Rangers and the Tigers, we saw 3-up and 3-down, and this Nerfy once again cashes without a sweat. And finally, he had the Athletics plus 0.5 first five against the Cardinals at a plus 130. I believe on the show, Mr. Action Junkie said that it was a minus half a run on the run line, but I believe he misspoke because actually plus a half a run on the run line on all the books that I saw because the Athletics were underdogs. However, it didn't matter. The ace catcher, Kyle McCann, hit a solo bomb in the fifth that gave the Astros a 2-1 lead in the fifth. And irregardless, that run line cashed and covered for him. So going into the Warriors and Kings game, Mr. Action Junkie is 4-2 right now. So again, very, very good card for him. And I know he was looking for a bounce back day and he actually got it. So congrats to Mr. Action Junkie. I'm hoping I can continue the good vibes with you all here. I had a pretty rough day today, but that doesn't mean anything. That means we bounce back. Before we get started, let's do a trivia question that I always give to you guys. So to me, this was a super easy trivia question, but my cousin DJ actually asked this on me and his podcast, the Gambling Feud podcast. Be sure to listen to that, by the way. That's on Spotify and Apple Music. We do that once every 2 weeks, so definitely give that a listen to, Gambling Feud. He said that he asked this to some baseball fans that worked with him, and they had no idea. So on Monday, it was Jackie Robinson Day, and the number 42 is retired league-wide. I think you all know that. The question I have for you is, who is the last player to wear the number 42 before it was retired league-wide? So let you think about that. Again, I thought this was super easy, but apparently a lot of people that he talked to had no idea who this was. So I'm curious to see if you guys all know. But anyways, let's get into recapping my card for Wednesday, April 17th. My first play of the card, I like the Orioles on the money line at a minus 102. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I bet on the Twins on Tuesday against the Orioles, and they proceed to lose 11-3. I'm not doing that again. I like Pablo Lopez for the Twins. I think he's one of the best pitchers in the AL. The Orioles, they have yet to name a pitcher. Their probable pitcher, Tyler Wells, for this game, actually went on the 15-day IL on Tuesday with elbow inflammation. So they're still having a question on who they're going to start a pitcher. So with the pitcher being unknown, I'm sure you're probably thinking, Kyle, why would you be betting on the Orioles here? Well, the Twins will give any pitcher an advantage this year. The Twins have been strikeout machines, striking out an average of 10.4 times per game. That's the second worst in the MLB, behind only the Athletics. Outside of the unknown pitcher, no one can deny the young talent the Orioles have this season. Cedric Mullins is playing very, very well with a .265 batting average and 4 home runs. Ryan Mountcastle's batting above .300. They have the best catcher in the league, in my opinion, Adley Rutschman, who's batting .295 on the year. Even with the unknown pitcher, the Orioles lineup is enough to convince me to bet the Twins here. So let's just do it. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Give me the Orioles on the money line in a minus 102 against the Twins. Next up, let's go to the Angels and the Rays. I like the under 8 at a minus 110. This is a very intriguing pitching matchup for me, as we have two pitchers that have had very impressive starts to the season. The Angels have Reed Detmers on the mound, and the 24-year-old has 3 wins off of 3 starts this year with a 1.04 ERA and 26 Ks to 6 strikeouts. Honestly, you couldn't ask for a better start than that. Meanwhile, the Rays got Zach Little on the mound. He has a 1-0 start to the year off of 3 starts with a 1.17 ERA with 15 Ks to 5 walks. The strikeout-to-walk ratio for him, that does have me a little concerned, but not concerned enough to have me change my view on the game. Both these teams are about in the middle of the pack this year in terms of runs scored per game, as both these teams are averaging around 4 runs per game. But in a matchup like this, when two pitchers have been playing really, really low, I see a low-scoring match occurring, and unfortunately for those watching, it might be a pretty boring game. Give me the under 8 in the Rays and Angels at a minus 110.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up, let's go with the Tigers. I'm actually going to take them on the run line, minus 1.5 against the Rangers at a plus 146. This is a risky pick, some of you may be thinking, but I think there's real value in this pick. The Tigers have one of my favorite pitchers on the mound in this game, and Tarik Skubal. He's 2-0 on the year and has 3 starts. In his 3 starts, excuse me, has a 2.02 ERA and 20 Ks to 4 walks. I love that ratio he's got. I love the arsenal this kid has when he's on the mound. I think he could end up, in my opinion, being a Cy Young winner down the road. I really, really firmly believe this kid has what it takes to be a Cy Young winner. But outside of Skubal, the Tigers have seemed to find their way with the starter for the Rangers in this game, and Dane Dunning. They've hit .294 against him with 5 runs. Javier Baez is one of the guys in particular I want to look out for in this game. As you always know what you're going to get with him. You're either going to get a long home run, You're going to get a hard line drive base hit, or you're going to get a strikeout. Nothing more, nothing less. He's a go big or go home kind of hitter, and I'm making a prediction on this podcast right now. I think he hits a home run against Dunning in this game. There's a lot of value getting them at plus money here, and I see that value. I very well could see this being a 4-1, 5-1 ball game here. Let's cash in some value and let's make some money. So give me the Tigers on the run line, -1.5 against the Rangers at a +146. Finally, I'm going to go with the Guardians. I'm going to take them money line +116 against the Red Sox. This is a principal pick for me, if we're being honest here. The Guardians are playing really, really good baseball right now. They've won 12 out of their last 15 games on being played this season. They really do seem to be finding a stride to start the year. Their bats are ones to thank for that, though. They're bringing across about a whopping 5.44 runs per game. That's fifth in the entire league. Their leadoff batter, Stephen Kwan, has been money for them at this position. He's batting an incredible 356 to start the year in 73 plate appearances. Jose Ramirez is playing about as good as anybody in baseball right now, as he has 3 home runs and 13 RBIs to start the year for them. Now, I can see why the Red Sox are favored here. They have Tanner Houck on the mound, who's has a 2-1 record and 3 starts with a 2.04 ERA and 19 Ks to 2 walks. He's been absolutely lights out. Now, the Guardians are turning to pitcher Ben Lively. He's making his season debut today. He last pitched with the Reds last year. He struggled. He had a 4-7 record and 19 starts and a 5.38 ERA. However, the Guardians are still the Guardians, and those bats can help out any pitcher, regardless if you are a bad pitcher like he was last year or if you're making your first start like he is as well. Like I said earlier, getting them at plus money at any time this year should be evaluated and cashed by you all. And that's exactly what I'm going to do here. So give me the Guardians on the money line at a +116. I will remind you all that my Nerfy plays usually come out in the morning. So when those come out, those will go on the blog /newsletter. So be sure to subscribe for that. I'll also put them on my timeline at Coda Capra Kyle. So I am only giving you 4 plays in this show, but more plays are to come. So to recap my card for you all, I had the Orioles on the money line at a -102 against the Twins. I have the Angels and the Rays under 8 and a -110. I have the Tigers on the run line -1.5 against the Rangers at a +146. And I have the Guardians money line at a +116 against the Red Sox. So the trivia question I asked for you. So on Monday, it was Jackie Robinson Jr. Day. The number 42 is retired league-wide. Who is the last player to wear the number 42 before it was retired league-wide? That would be the greatest closer of all time, Mariano Rivera. I thought this was a very easy question, but apparently some people don't know that. So I'm curious if you all knew that. If you did know that, you should shoot me a tweet and let me know that you knew that, how easy it was. And maybe I'll try to make it a little tougher for you guys next time. But that'll do it for this episode of Play Me or Fade Me. As always, enjoy the games, manage that bankroll, don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.